Impasse Starting to Leave a Mark on the Economy by Jim Tankersley, Matthew Goldstein, and Glenn Thrush. The impact of a partial government shutdown began to ripple across the economy as it stretched into day 17, with mortgage applications delayed, public companies unable to get approval to raise capital, and thousands of Secret Service agents expected to show up for work without pay. President Trump and congressional Democrats have made little progress in negotiations to end the shutdown that has affected about 800,000 federal workers, many of whom will miss their first paycheck this week and who owe a combined $249 million in monthly mortgage payments, according to the online real estate firm Zillow. The shutdown shows no sign of ending soon, with Mr. Trump announcing Monday that he would address the nation on Tuesday evening from the Oval Office to discuss what he called the crisis at the southern border, and the White House saying that he would travel to the border this week as part of his effort to persuade Americans of the need for a wall, the sticking point in negotiations with Democrats. The standoff is beginning to inflict pain on Americans whose lives are affected in one way or another by the federal government. It is already the second longest shutdown in history, behind the one that started in December 1995 and lasted 21 days. On Monday, the Trump administration moved to soften some of the blow and prevent taxpayer outrage by directing the Internal Revenue Service to issue tax refunds during the shutdown, reversing previous policy. While the decision will allow taxpayers to get their money, the IRS workers being called back from furlough to process these refunds will not be paid until the shutdown ends. The effects of a prolonged shutdown have some Wall Street economists predicting a hit to the U.S. economy. Bank of America, Merrill Lynch economists said Monday that it had pushed them to downgrade their estimate for economic growth at the end of 2018 by a tenth of a percent. The ramifications of a prolonged shutdown are beginning to unnerve those both inside and outside the federal government. Some private companies and charities that serve public employees are searching for ways to cushion the impact. The effects extend from the president's inner circle to Wall Street to farm country. Virtually every employee with the Secret Service involved in investigations, security, and the Protective Division, which protects Mr. Trump and dozens of other current and former public government officials and their families, is required to work during the shutdown. And 6,000 of the organization's roughly 7,000 employees will not be paid.